hold this phone for me. I'll do it with my hand for now.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, that's all I'm doing is doing with my hand.
We don't sell hands, right?
Yeah. That's quite a little showroom you got behind you.
You like that? That's the showcase part of the showroom.
Yeah, man.
Bumping shot.
I guess I haven't seen all that. That looks great.
Thank you.
Busy day?
What's that?
Busy day?
Not so busy. We have kind of a light day. I kind of do that throughout the week to have one or two light days just to be able to handle stuff going on the back end of the shop and all the involvement I have within the industry so I can make time for that, obviously, and balance. That's the biggest thing. But you know, we've got a good crew this past year. We hired on a third guy part-time. He works at the mall in the evening doing a finish line. And then during the day, he's with me till about 2, 3 o'clock. So it works out well having him on board to help with that workload.
Yeah, definitely. So how many guys do you have?
I have 2 full-time and 1 part-time.
Nice. So for the people, and we'll do this on a semi-regular basis when you got a chance. We started doing some Q&A with a really great guy out of Washington named Steve with Shine Doctor. Had really fun doing that. So we thought we'd do a little East Coast, West Coast. Right? So we got some Florida all the way up to Washington. That'll be fun. So tell people who you are.
Justin Lovato, owner and operator of JL Showroom Detailing here in Melbourne, Florida. Also president, current president 2018 of the International Detailing Association. Lead consultant for Bump and Shine Manufacturing for the entirety of the detail industry. Member of many groups. First and foremost, of course, also a Detail Mafia member as well.
Yeah, killer. So we'll just hop on here every little bit and just ask a couple questions. Won't take too much of your time, but the idea is to be able to help other detailers around the country with just some good Q&A, some questions that we get at Total Auto Solutions, and or just questions in general to help guys out. So promise we won't take up too much of your time, but thank you so much for coming on. We want to talk today about picking a name and picking a logo. So had a great discussion, like I said, last night with Shine Doctor on how he picked his name. Pretty cool story. His wife is a doctor, and so he just naturally went with, you know, Shine Doctor. So that's pretty cool. You chose JL for Justin Lovato, I take it, not Just Living, or we could come up with all kinds of other fun names. But so how'd you pick JL Showroom Shine?
A couple different ways. Basically, I bought a pre-existing business that had a great 4-year run in Brevard County. The previous name was called Hanson's Automotive Detailing. Well, we made a gentleman's agreement in regards to that purchase and transaction, and I didn't want to get away from the name because, as we all know, when you change names, you lose a lot of clientele because they don't know the difference. They don't know it's that much more of an uphill battle. However, when I purchased the name, I started my own corporation, which is all his. However, in that transition, I went ahead and made it where I wanted something that, you know, represented the kind of work that we were able to provide. And between me and that gentleman, we joked around about, you know, showroom quality, the word showroom in general, because that's kind of what we all do. At that level, we provide a showroom-based shine, showroom quality detailing. So I like the word showroom detailing because I felt that that represented in a whole what I provided. And it was catchy to that transition. We went into full payment and everything moved forward. That's when I dropped Hanson's and added JL. So that way, it was a soft transition. So the existing customers got familiar with that, still knew the Hanson's name, but it was Hanson Showroom Detailing. And then when we dropped that, the existing ones already knew, so I didn't lose them. And then the new ones were still familiar with the showroom detailing, and it was just up in the corner where it said JL's. So I continued that, and that's how the name came about. And me, my wife, my daughter, and my son were all JL.
Oh, really?
So aspect of the RTL.
Nice, nice. So that's cool. My daughters are Jordan and Ryan, and I'm a junior. So we joke all the time, JR for Jordan, Ryan, and then junior. So that's cool. You guys are all JLs.
Yeah, it worked out well.
So how long was that transition time?
I think it was 7 months exactly. Yeah, from December to July 1st. Yeah.
And because... So you actually had to go through a rebranding. Did you change the logo at any point in time, or how did that go?
Yeah, I had somebody come in, and that was kind of what I was looking for. I was looking for something that represented that, and I went online, I looked at images. I didn't want to go the Vistaprint route because that was a what I call a puppy mill approach, where it was just, you know, a stamp collection. You got X amount that you choose from, and then you utilize it, maybe put a different color and flavor on it, and go for it. I didn't like that idea, so I wanted something that was an image that represented that. So I found online the image of the Buick Blackhawk, which is a concept car, and that's what we utilized from then till today. And I found it, and I gave it to my people who do a lot of my art marketing, and they came up with basically integrating that into the name, and it was and I just felt it, and I knew it worked. So we moved forward with utilizing that logo for the current business name and how we are now. And then, of course, the newer logo, speaking on logos, the Reflection Artist logo, the hashtag Reflection Artist. Both me and Julio and I from Buffenshine, the idea of it came about just because it was a cool and catchy name, especially with the hashtag and the way that the followings are and the way that you can track hashtags on social media nowadays.
Right.
It worked out well as we played with it. I sent that off to somebody who specializes in doing logos and making logos, and they sent me back a couple renderings, and of course, this was something I had to pay on. But once I found what I liked, I was ready to move forward. And to me, it's like tattoos. You know, once you find something that you truly like and settles with you, and you're ready to put that needle to your skin and accept it forever, that's when you know that it's going to be something that you're ready to move forward with for a while.
Yeah, so that's interesting. Steve also has a lot of tattoos. He mentioned that also about how to choose a tattoo. It's kind of like choosing a logo. So what guy did you use for this?
I lost you on audio, Marty.
Oh, still there?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I know that guy.
You remember me?
Yeah, I remember you.
I don't know what happened with the audio aspect, but I lost you a little bit. I can still hear you, but it's very faint.
Okay. I wonder if it's that same problem we had earlier.
I don't know. Let me try something real quick.
No, it's probably on my side. Having some,
goofy,
some phone problems.
There we go.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Like that?
Yeah.
Little cross branding there.
Yeah, okay. I like it. So who did you use for your logo when you wanted to pick a design?
Dave Christian, I think is his name. I have to look it up. I could be wrong on the last name. Tell you what. I can look on, give me 1 second, and I'll get his name, and that way everybody will know. And this guy is well known for logo design. Yeah, Dave Christian. He was phenomenal. He was able to, you know, get me some renderings and to my likings on the specs that I was looking for. And he made it happen. He worked his magic. He's with a company called 6 Speed Design.
Nice. And he have an Instagram handle? Probably 6 Speed.
I'm not 100%.
Yeah, I bet you he does. We could look it up and I'll post it in some comments or something. So how did you find him? So if somebody's looking and they want to create a logo, how did you go about trying to find him?
Well, just keeping my ears to the ground in regards to social media and seeing posts in regards to his name popping up. And it just happened to be ironic that it aligned at the same time that I was looking to have a logo made, and I had seen his name pop up a couple times. So to me, that was kind of a call to say, hey, this must be the guy. And so I reached out to him, and he provided me with some, like I said, some great renderings, and then we moved forward from there.
And what type of budget are we talking?
A couple $100, nothing crazy.
No, that's not bad. Because a lot of times designers can charge... Oh, it's all good. That's why I just said budget, you know, general idea of a budget that somebody might spend. We talked about it last night. Have you ever used anything like 99 Designs or one of those where you can put in an idea and then different designers can create and give you renderings? Yeah, that's how I kind of got started. I used that, and then I just used the same guy over and over. Once I found him on 99 Designs, he created our Total Auto Solutions logo. He actually created this one, too. This is for our detailers of Oklahoma. It's a group of detailers here in the state. And I thought he did a great job. He's got our flag on there. Scissortail is our state bird. And it's always better to work with one guy, definitely. I just didn't know if you'd used any type of service like that. It would be a good way for guys to go in and get different ideas, and then you don't have to choose them, but you can get a bunch of different renderings from a bunch of different designers. So when you...
No, I agree, but I was going to say with Dave, he's worked with a lot of detailers, so I felt that you know, working with detailers and already having a mindset of what detailers may be looking for.
Definitely.
That's kind of why.
Yeah, definitely agree. I mean, that's a good find, especially if you found somebody like that. So we'll definitely post him up and make sure guys can connect with him. Tell us that name again, Dave. What?
Dave Christian.
Dave Christian. Cool. All right, last question. I know you're busy, so we don't want to keep you. When we've talked about a little bit briefly before on branding, but we'll talk again later about branding, but just thinking still the name, why, I know you kind of touched on it, but why did you go JL Showroom instead of just Showroom Detailing? Like, why did you put your own name on it?
Showroom Detailing wasn't available, especially as a domain. So by doing my homework and figuring out what domain names are available and what is actually available in registering in my state and the name itself as a business title being incorporated, you got to check that first. Yep. And that will allow you to be a bit more creative if it already is taken to where you can still utilize something that is around the idea of what you want, but just being more creative. And honestly, it adds a little bit more flavor to it. It adds more of you, the person who's performing the services as you start out in business and then build further as whether it's you as your one-man established premium or you end up having a small crew or you blow up and, you know, have multiple locations.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask a question. I love that feedback because there is some debate on whether or not somebody should put their name in or their own personal name inside their detailing name. And so that's a great insight. If you have a concept, then you should definitely check and do your due diligence of whether or not that name is available. Many times you can go do a search on your, here in Oklahoma, we have Secretary of State. We go and search on there for their database. Every state should have one, and you can just go onto your state website or just Google Secretary of State, Florida, Secretary of State, Nebraska, whatever, and then you can follow some links to figure out how to search of whether or not a name is available to register. So you did that search and found showroom wasn't available, and so you just put JL, which makes sense. It's a natural transition. So,
and
cool.
We sell ourselves along with our services, so that's something that just adds that personal touch to your brand of who you are, because eventually there's going to be your business brand and your personal brand, and at that point you've already got to set yourself up for that and thinking ahead.
Yeah, and we've definitely, I love the discussion on branding, so we'll definitely look at that in the future. We just want to do a little quick Q&A on how to pick a name and how to pick a logo. So thank you again for hopping on, taking the time out of your busy days. Thank you so much. Where do people find you on Instagram or Facebook, or how do people get a hold of you? They got a question.
On Instagram, it's JL_showroom_detdeton Facebook, it's just Justin Lobato. You'll see also the hashtag reflection artist. And then you could reach out to me through email, which is justin@showroomdetailinginc.com.
Cool, man. Hey, thanks so much. Appreciate your time, and make it a great day, bro. Have a good one.
All right, you too, Marty. Thank you. Take
Thanks,
care,
bro.
bro.
All right. Thank you guys for watching. We'll post that up. And hey, hopefully that gives you some good input on picking a name and picking a logo.================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================
That's a lot of viewers.
Last night we had over 90.
What? That's a lot. Mm-hmm. A lot. Daddy had 19 viewers. And last night he had